So the last thing we were discussing, we were finishing up the topic of Chitei Kordanaisa, which is a little couple of lines here, but it's a bigger sugya in Zayin and Aleph, which we did. And I just want to mention one other aspect of it very, very quickly before we move on. So again, the Gemara had said, Pshita lo tricha l'shos rabban. And this is the, I'm sorry, it's the Kapalah from the base. This is six lines down. Over zmano osur ba'ana osel. So the Gemara said, Pshita lo tricha l'shos rabban. Obviously, if it's over zmano, if it's the zman of Yisra Hana, then it's osur ba'ana. So what do we mean by that? What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, we're talking about where the Yisra Hana is only midrabban. Amrav Gidol Marav, Amrav Chiyah Bar Yosef, Amrav Yochanan, Amrav Kaddish V'Shei Sholos Olamala, Afilu Chitei Kordanaisa, Eid Kol Shulik Kedusha. Because we learned that if you're Mekaddish with this Yisrei Anod Rabbanan of Chametz, right? Even though it's only Yisrei Anod Rabbanan, because Sholos Rabbanan, nonetheless, the Kedusha is not Chal. Even though Midoraisa it should be Chal, the equal of Rabbanan is determinative the chumra, which means that in Pashta Yada Vekibla Kedushin Me'acher, if this woman accepts Kedushin from someone else, so we might have thought that that Kedushin should not be Chal, because Minat Torah, she's an Eishes Eish. But what emerges from this Gemara is that since Ein Chol Shem Kedushin, since she's in Mikudeshes with Yisrei Anod Rabbanan, we discount that Kedushin completely, not only Lekula but also Lechumra. And therefore the condition isn't Chal, and therefore if she wants to get married to someone else, she can. That's what the Gemara says. The question is, how could that be? And that's what we spent a couple of weeks discussing. We discussed various aspects, Yisrael and Adrabanan, Yisrael and Adaraisa, and what we tried to show was that there is a bigger question here. That is a question in both directions. When it comes to Yisrael and Adrabanan and its ability to be effective, even Daraisa, so we had two models. One is Rashi and Avzayin and Aleph, which is based on Afkinu Rabbanan LeKiddushin Minei or Kol HaMekadesh Adata DeRabbanan LeKadesh, which means basically you're right, Minat Torah the Kiddushin should be Chal, MidRabbanan it should not be Chal, but here the Rabbanan overwhelmed the Doraisa because of a factor called Koach HaKadosh, right? Kol HaMekadesh Adata DeRabbanan Mekadesh. That's Rashi. And the Ritva had a different perspective. The Ritva's perspective, Ritva and the Rabbeinu Peretz, was that here's a situation where the impact of the Drabbanan reaches into the Doraisa. Not because of a din that Drabbanan can interfere with Doraisa, but that there's a two-stage process. The Drabbanan have a right to say, you cannot extract Hana from this object. Once they've said that, then you've given her a worthless object. And that worthless or an object which at least cannot provide for her a Shavar Pruta. And then, Minat Torah, there's no Kiddushin. Those are two models on Kiddushin Drabbana. On Kiddushin, on Yisrael Anod Drabbana. Then we had another question that we dealt with last week, and that is, well, and let's say the Yisrael Anod Daraisa. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, if you're Mekanish Ba'orla, Bekilaya Kerem, Bekir Shal Nazir, any Yisrael Anod Daraisa, of course, in the Mekudeshes. So just as the Rishonim were bothered, how could it be that Kiddushin Drabbanan has an effect of Daraisa? They were also bothered by the opposite question. What's wrong with being Mekadesh with Yisrael and Daraisa? Even Daraisa, that should be Chal. Why? Because there's a way, if you're ingenious enough, or if the circumstances converge in the proper way, there's a way for you to benefit a Shavapruta from this Kiddushin, notwithstanding the Yisrael and Daraisa. For example, we had three discussions in the Rishonim. Shelo kederech, right? If you use the object in an unconventional way, A. B, in case of, or in a situation of, those are two different points. So in case there will be a situation, or in circumstances where there actually is a situation of choli or pikuach nefesh, or say particularly pikuach nefesh. And three, in terms of a fair. If you burn the Yisrei Anod Daraisa, so then you're allowed to eat it, Petorah, you're allowed to use the Petorah as Afer. So isn't it worth having some Yisrei Anod? If somebody offers you Yisrei Anod Daraisa, isn't it worth accepting just by virtue of the fact that, you know, in the future, once you burn it, you'll be able to gain value from it? So the Rishonim all asked, basically, in these three circumstances, you can squeeze out
a pruta, shouldn't that be enough?
And here too you find two answers in the Rishonim. One is inachanami bat. Inachanami bat means you're right, the premise of the question is correct. If you can extract the Shema Pruta from Yisrei Hanor Daraisa, it should be Chal in Kiddushin. And the but is, well, if I give you a pruta worth of Yisrei Hanor Daraisa, so then when it's Afer, it's not worth a pruta. Even probably if I give you five prutos worth of Yisrei Hanor Daraisa, when it's Afer, it's not worth a pruta. Maybe if I give you 100 prutos, it's not worth a pruta Afer. Probably if I gave you 1,000, it would be. In other words, the same is true with Shol Kederach. If I can only use this object in an unconventional manner, right, so then its value, right, limited to unconventional use, is much more restricted, right, than the value of the object when it's unfettered by any conditions. If I can take an object and I can use it in its conventional way, then it's worth its full market value. And otherwise it's worth, I'm making up a number, 10% of its value. Could be it's 80%, and it could be it's 5%. Probably depends on the circumstances. So that's the yes but. And the other yes but to the Pikuach Nefesh is, well, until somebody is ill, you know, again, is it worthwhile to have medicines in your medicine chest that will cure you if you happen ever to become a Cholam Mesukan? Sure. How worth it is it? Right? Most of us, you know, thankfully, are not going out and buying or stocking up on such medicines, you know, even if we get a good deal, because, you know, it's a domishin obali olam. And I imagine that psychologically, there's comfort in not stocking up on medicines that we hope we won't need. I'm sure each person is different. The point is, once again, that the perspective is true, but, and it's a pricing matter, or The other connected position is a smichus das issue. If I give her an object worth $100 and she can only get a pruta out of it in an unconventional manner, so when she receives it, right, she's not thinking of it as a pruta. She's thinking of it as $100. She can't use it as $100. She can only use it as a pruta. She's not so smichus das. That's one whole approach in the Rishonim. We documented this extensively last week. But there is a second approach to the Rishonim. And that is to say, in Okanami, you can squeeze out a pruta. But who says squeezing out a pruta is sufficient? If the object itself is not worth a pruta, just because the gabra can squeeze out a pruta does not mean, right, that that's sufficient for Kiddush. And the fact is that the object's status in the present, right, when it needs to be burnt, right, is what's koveya, not its future when it's afer. The object of the person as she is now, a healthy individual, hopefully, is what's koveya, not her status as a kolam mesukan. Even if she is a kolam mesukan, one might say the object is worthless. She can extract benefit from it, but the chafza is netul shovi ve'erach, is lacking al pidin. Legally and formally, the chachamim establish that this is a worthless object. And that's the truth with Shelo Kederach as well. The Chachamim say, or the Torah says rather, that the object is Osir Bahana, the fact that you can squeeze out Hanah's Pruta, Shelo Kederach, doesn't mean that the Chetza has Shovi or Erech. Oh. So what I wanted to just add to that analysis, so basically what we end up having is two opposite problems. You have Yisur Hanah Daraisa, right, which is probably stripped of its value as a chetza, even though the gavra can find ingenious ways of pulling out a pruta, right? And then you have Yisrei Hanor Drabanan, which according to some at least, is a situation where, right, it's difficult, let's say, to be nana as a gavra from this object, right? But Minat Torah, right, it's Shava Meya, never mind Shava Pruta. So we have opposite cases here. You have a Chefta Shopruta Bli Pruta Sagavra, and you have the opposite. You have no Chefta Shopruta, but only Pruta Sagavra. So that's part of the discussion. And then in addition to that, we had one other layer, which is when it comes to Drabanans, maybe there are different types of Drabanans, the ones that are Kain Daraisa, the ones that are just pure Drabanans. How do you define that, and where do you draw the line? Is there a difference between Shos Rabbanon or Chametz Rabbanon, or Treid Rabbanon Shos V'Chametz Rabbanon, or at least any Chametz Rabbanon as opposed to Chulin Shenishpetu Ba'azara, which is purely Drabbanon? And that's another distinction that we make. One of the things the one thing I wanted to add to this analysis, which is very important, is that there's a Kiddushin component to all of this. Now, so we're discussing what is the status of Yisrael Adoraisa, and what's the status of Yisrael Adrabanan, right, as a Chepza, as a source for Hanas Agabra, but we cannot overlook one critical issue. And that is the question of what is needed in Kesef Kiddushin. In Kesef Kiddushin, is it all about Hanas Agabra? Or is it really about giving a Chepza Shel Shavapruta Shel Shov? So this happens to be, again, if you take the view that we're focused in Kiddushin Kesef practically on Hanas Agabra, right? So then we should be more sympathetic to the possibility of Shemot Kederek and Choli and Afer on the one hand. At the same time, we can appreciate better the Ritva, who says that Yisrael and Adrabanan, in a normal circumstance, you can't get anything from it. So the fact that the Chepza is worth the Prutas, not going to help us. The Gavra, she can't get anything out of it. L'kula l'chumra. But if we take the view that Kiddushei Kesef doesn't depend on Hanas Agavra, but it depends on the object that is given, it's more of a formal kinyan, so then we should go the opposite way. We should say you need something like Kala Mekadesh Adatha Drabanan Mekadesh, right, in order to justify how a Drabanan can undermine a Daraisa, because Minat Torah, you've given her a Chepza Shopruta. On the other hand, in the other direction, when it comes to Yisrael and Adaraisa, we can now say, good, she can be Nena Begavra Apruta, but it doesn't matter, the Chepetz is worthless. And you need a formal kinyan, you need a shovi as a chepza. So this is a huge topic in Kiddushin. I'll just mention one or two things very quickly that highlight and document this question. One of them, of course, is a famous problem of kli she'eno shama pruta. As the Mishnah says in Bav Metzia, chamish prutosein. There are five cases of pruta. One of them is Kiddushei Isha, one of them is Yeshivas HaDayanim is not less than a pruta. You don't bother Dayanim with a court case where the value is worth less than a pruta. Right? There's a din of either Kfira or Taina or Hoda of at least a pruta in the context of Bodhi Miktas. There's a whole group of prutos that the Mishnah establishes. So the Rajba in Shavuos, Anaf Membeis, a very famous Rajba, raises the following question. Rajba says, in that Mishnah, Hamesh Prutos, where Prutos, Koveya, what if you have a Kli She'en Bo Shama Pruta? Like a Machat, a needle, or something where you can get more than one for a Pruta, right? But it has a function. When we say Hamesh Prutos, do we really mean the value of a Pruta? Or do we mean something which has value, just that in money, monetary terms, in money, right, that's a quantity, and that's the Rubicon of money and not money, is Shavapruta. Right? But when it comes to something that is functional, instrumental, right, then its Shovi is in its function. So this is the Rajba's Safek, and the Rajba thinks that actually there may be reasons to be the Chalik between the five Prutas. He says, for example, when it comes to Yeshivas HaDayanim, he might take one view. But in Kiddushin, he says, I'm not sure about it. Yeshivas HaDayanim maybe depends even on the Kli She'en Bo Shama Pruta. So when it comes to Kiddushin, maybe you really need a Shama Pruta. This is an issue that the Ran also addresses. The Gemara at the beginning of Kiddushin of Gimel, so the Gemara says, wants to know whether you can have Kiddushin with Chalipin. So the Gemara says, eventually the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there's no Kiddushin b'chalipin. Why? The Gemara says, because chalipin is snayu, the tachos mishava pruta, the isha, the tachos mishava pruta, lo mikna, or some girsos, lo mikna nacha. That's the Gemara. So what does that Gemara mean? The Gemara says, there's no Kiddushin b'chalipin because chalipin exists less than a pruta.
So, and what was the Havamina? Right? So, again, what is the Maskana? The very fact that Chalipin doesn't require a Pruta shows it's a different kind of a Kinyan. And that different kind of Kinyan is not Matim, it's not appropriate for Kiddushi Isha. Right? What was the Havamina? We didn't know the Havamina that Chalipin is signed with Pachas Mipruta. So the Ran says, we thought in the Havamina that a Kli, even though it's not a Pruta, is appropriate for Kiddushin. And that's what the Gemara ended up projecting the Maskar. That's exactly the Safek of the Rajva. In Shavuos, the Ran thinks that's the Havamina Maskar of the Gemara in Kiddushin. And what's the, why am I going on this tangent? What's Kli, right? Pachas Mipruta, what does that do with anything? The answer is, Kli Pachas Mipruta is a good example where it, the question is, what is the shiur of Shavar Pruta? And what is the idea of Shavar Pruta? Is it really a quantity, right? And it's about Hanas HaGavra? Or is it money, right? Shei Mamon. And that's really what determines. So Kli Pachas Mipruta is one way, perhaps, of testing whether or not we're interested in a quantitative value, and we're more interested in how much the person extracts, or we're interested more formally and legally whether this is a proper legal transaction, Kenyan, right? In which case, maybe Shovi is enough. That's one example. I'll just give you another example, we'll leave it at that. There are many, many more. I'll give you one other. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Yud Beis, Amar Shmuel, Kidsha B'Tamra, Afilo Ome Kur Tmarin, B'Dinar, Chayshinan Shema Shavar Pruta Mavada. Which basically means the following. Let's say I give an Isha, right, Mekadish B'Tamra, Kidsha B'Tamra, a date, right? And if he gives her a date, the date in the place where he gives it to her is worth less than a pruta. However, in Madai, right, maybe or definitely, a tamra is worth a pruta. So the Gemara says, even though now, locally, it's less than a pruta, we're still concerned that it might be a pruta in Madai, or is a pruta in Madai. We're concerned that it might, or that it is, right? And consequently, you need a get. So the Rishonim, I'll ask, don't we have a rule when it comes to Erechin? We have a rule, Ein lehekdei shelem mekalmo v'shaita. This is a very basic issue. If you want to assess a value, right, it's always the local market. Right? That makes sense. So if you, let's say, pledge something to the Beis HaMikdash, right, so we want to know how much you pledged. If you gave it a dollar amount, right, or a euro amount, or a shekel amount, so we know what you mean. Let's say you said the value of object X, right, but in the local market, it has one value, you know, and in the global market or in some other market, it has a different value. So how do we assess how much you owe hekdesh? So that's the rule. In the hekdesh, shalom b'kobo b'shaita. We take the local assessment. So the Rishonim say, so even the Kaddishur with a Tamra, locally it's worth less than a Pruta. What do we care what's going on in Madai? So Bali tells us, say, you're right. It's a Drabanan. The Drabanans, we're worried, maybe there's some Madai guests at this wedding. Or maybe he'll go to a wedding in Madai. Right? And the discrepancy between, right, the Chachamim said in Madai, or Moshe Feinstein was the Sada Kiddushin, and he said the Kiddushin wasn't a Kaddish. Right? And then the next day in Madai, somebody gives a woman a Tamra, right? And then they say, well, we were just in non-Madai, and Rav Moshe said the Kiddushin's not Chal, the Kiddushin isn't Chal either. But it is Chal, and she's an Eishes Ish. And then Pashta Yad of the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher, and the next thing you know, you're going to have Eishes Ish and Mamzerus problems. Pretty serious. What? Exactly. Yeah, that would be a terrible thing. So the point is, so in order to prevent that, what do we do? What do we say? What we say is, Chayshinan Shema Shavapruta B'Madai, We try, even though Minat Torah and the Hefesh Shalom Mekomo V'Shaito, right? But we Mishpadach, we uniform, right? We regularize this practice because we're worried about the consequences of the discrepancy. But that's only Din Rabban. That's not. However, the other Rishonim will say this is Din Daraita. So what happened to him? The Hefesh Shalom Mekomo V'Shaito. The Rambam has a very famous Shita. The Rambam says, Yirali, it seems to me, it depends. If you can take that Tamra, and you can make it over to Madai before it spoils, then Chayshu and Shona Shona Brut in Madai. Otherwise, no. In my opinion, though, the Rambam, I'm not going to prove this right now, because it's not our topic. The Rambam doesn't just mean what most people think he means, which is that, oh, well, you know, she can take the Tamra, she can go to the candy store in Madai, and she can get a pruta for it. I think what that means is really something a little bit different. And there are enough communities. The post can discuss this question. Let's say the bridge went down. But it's not for the bridge going out. That was an accident. Normally, you can reach a Madai in time. Does that make a difference? If it's a practical or pragmatic issue, since you get something for it before it miscalcal, it doesn't matter what the equal is and how normal or abnormal it is, etc. What I really think is going on is that what the Rambam is telling us is, if you can reach Madai under normal circumstances, not that you're sick, not that the bridge fell, under normal conditions you can reach Madai, so then that more distant market is relevant to you as well. Right? But if you cannot have contact with that market, right, in the time span, right, that is relevant to this object, so then it's purely hypothetical, has no connection to you. It's an inyan, in other words, of tziruf, rather than it is of pragmatic usage. If that's true...
Rambam doesn't say that without
hekdesh, right? Exactly. So, how come not by hekdesh? So it's a big hekdesh. The Riyaz Zaken says even less. The Riyaz Zaken doesn't have the Riyaz Zaken says, what's this business about Shema Shabbat Pruta V'Madai? So he says it's a halachic safek. The Shema is, it's Tadai Shabbat Pruta V'Madai. The question is whether being the Shema Pruta V'Madai, that's the suffix of the Gemara. Is it relevant here or not? But have to like Shalom Mekomo V'Shaito. Right? The answer is, depends on the nature of Kiddushei Kasa. When do we say Ein Lahek Shalom Mekomo V'Shaito? When we're talking about a quantitative, practical doubt. In other words, I say to Hekdesh, you know, Erech Zeh Alai. Say Ein Lahek Shalom Mekomo V'Shaito. Is it worth $20? Is it worth $25? Right, it's a quantity issue. Ein lahek v'shalom mekomo v'shaita. But when it comes to kiddushin and the shear is pruta, is it a shear of quantity pruta, or is pruta a shear in shei mamon? Right? And if it's a shear in shei mamon, so maybe we don't say ein lahek v'shalom mekomo v'shaita. Maybe other markets, as long as they're connected with us, are sufficient to give a shei mamon to this object. If you're interested in its quantity, is it worth two prutos or three prutos? Ein lahek v'shalom mekomo v'shaita. If you're interested in whether or not it has a shei mamon, the fact that it's shavah pruta v'madai gives it a shei mamon. Yeah.
In the same case that you're discussing, kashin with kedushin, you would don that as a kula or as a chumra? It's a kula, but she's able to get married.
No, we mean it as a chumra. Here we mean it as a chumra, meaning you need a get, and pash the yada the kidla kedushin miacher, right? Is not going to work without a get. In this sugya, it's a chumra because we're definitely not going to be nekel with that. Chayshina shama shama pruta v'manda, but we're not saying the kedushin is chal. We're saying it's not completely not chal. That's what we're saying. All I'm trying to show is there are two different ideas. And when we say Kiddushin is the Pruta, so Beis Shammai says Kiddushin is the Dinar. So we know what Beis Shammai thinks. Pachote Yoter. In other words, Beis Shammai thinks there's a certain quantity of money that an Isha has to receive for Kiddushin. But when Beis Hillel say Pruta, one of the Chamesh Prutos, is that because that quantity isn't Dinar but it's Pruta? Or is it that Pruta, the smallest unit of money, right, isn't the quantity. It's the Rubicon of money.
That's the question. And then the question of function versus value, local value versus value somewhere else. All these become part of the issue. I'll just highlight one more way, just in terms of the Madai question. Famous sheet of the Ran. The Ran says in Kiddushin and Dafches that is the Gemara there in Dafches in Kiddushin talks about pidyon aved. So they have a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says there's something called the Didi Shavali. Let's say the Kohen says the thing that you want to give me on the market it's worth 3 years, but for me it has sentimental value or aesthetic value. Right, I have the only other one in the world, so it has trade-in value or trader value. Right, to someone else, it's worth 3 slimes. To me, it's worth 5 slimes. The Didi Shavali works in pidyon aved. That's not the same as saying, by the way, right, I'll take 3 rather than 5. That you can't do. Torah says there are 5 slimes in pidyon aved, and that's what you need. But if I say what's in the market, 3 is worth 5 to me, assuming that there's some basis for it, that you can do in pidyon aved. So the Ran raises a safek in Kiddushin. He says, can you say about less than a pruta, l'didi shava li pruta? Or can you only say about more than a pruta, l'didi shava li whatever the amount? Well, what's a safek? I mean, you can say from 3 slime to 5, but you can't say a smidgen to under pruta to a pruta. Right? The amount that you're adding is less. What's the idea? This idea. Right, the question is pruta an amount, and therefore pachos mi pruta to pruta is the same as pachos mi heslaim to heslaim? Or pruta is a shirin in shein mamon, in which case you can't take something that doesn't have a shein mamon and say, oh, subjectively, shein mamon is an objective definition, not a subjective one. Ah. So here's the clincher, and I'm not the first one to discover this. Other Achronim say it. I originally came to myself, but other Achronim definitely say this as well. The Ran, in the Sugya of Kitcha V'Tamra, right, has a different pshat. He says, the case is a case of L'didi Shavali. What happens? He gives her a Tamra. Right? And she says, oh, L'didi Shavali. I consider this to be a proof. Right? That's the Gemara, Kashin and Shem Shavu Pruta Mamadai. So all the Achronim ask on the Ran, what's going on here? Right? You yourself, and earlier, Daf Chesam Aleph, raised the sapek that maybe you can't say L'didi Shavali less than a pruta. You can only say L'didi Shavali right beyond a pruta to some other denomination. All of a sudden, you're explaining the sugya on your base as a case of L'didi Shavali. Moreover, if it's L'didi Shavali, well, what do we care about what's going on in Madai? Madai is not relevant. In the case of hay slime, the pigeon aben, l'didi shavali. Does it have to be hay slime in some other venue? So the Manashach, if you think l'didi shavali is the issue, how come you forgot about your suffix and pruta? A. And B, what happened, or why all of a sudden do you need Madai? So of course, as I say, the answer is very clear. And that is, these two problems solve each other. What the Ran is saying is as follows. The reason I'm mistapek, less than a pruta of Didi Shavali, is because less than a pruta isn't just a quantitative problem, it is a qualitative problem. It's not money. You can't make non-money into money. You can make less money into more money. But, in the case of Kaishin and Shema Shema Pruta Madai, it already has a shame among. Because in Madai, right, which is in Madai, which apparently is relevant enough, it has the value of a pruta. That gives it a shei mamon. The only thing is that locally, even though it has a shei mamon now, it's still less than a pruta. Maybe that's tudinim. Maybe it requires shei mamon and shovi pruta. Ah, but if it's only a question of how much, not transforming non-money into money, then the old didi shavali works. So because in Madai, it's a pruta, we can say l'didi shavali, even in pachos, to make it into a pruta. But what's the musahaf? What's going on in all of this? And there are quite a few other examples of it as well. What's going on? The question is, what is the nature of kiddushei kesef? Is kiddushei kesef a shiur, an amount, or is kiddushei kesef a shiur in chesed shel mamon?
So getting back to our topic, what have we been discussing? Yisuri Anod Rabbanan, Yisuri Anod Araisa. When it comes to Yisuri Anod Araisa, you have a Mishnah, there's no Kiddushin, but Yisuri Anod Araisa. Orla, Kilaya Kerem, Seir Nazir. But we said, but in fact, you can squeeze a Brutha out of it. Right? Shilo Kederech, Pikuach Nefesh, Be'efer. So some Rishonim say, that's all very well and good if it was about Hanas Agavra. If it was an amount, just about an amount. But it's really about Shem Kesef. When something is Yisuri Anod Araisa, the Torah strips it of its shame, of its legal formal. It's a formal din, not a pragmatic din. Pragmatically, you can get a Pruta out of it. Right? The quantity. In the Shuk, it's worth a Pruta. But Al Pidin, halakhically, it's been stripped of its value. It has no formal din of Mamon. It's like the opposite of Kli, Pachas Mishara Pruta. Right? Or Shavu B'madai, Be'ena Shavu, you know, B'makomo B'shaito. The problem of Yisrael and Adrabanan is exactly the opposite problem. There, you've given Midoraisa, you've given her something which is a Shavu Pruta. Because Midah Torah, it's Mutter B'hana. The only thing is, she can't get a Pruta out of it. So what's lacking? The function of the pragmatic shira pruta. Question is, what does kedushin depend on? Does kedushin depend on the formality, shame mamon, or does it depend on lemaisa extracting begavra a shira shomer pruta? Okay, yeah.
Could chametz on Pesach serve the rabbanan or not serve as a shame kesef for kedushin?
I'm not following you. One more time.
If someone were to give on Pesach with chametz,
possibly not. Well, that's what we're talking about. Yes. We're talking about chametz b'shah shishis, maybe even chitei kurdenaisa. We're talking about even chametz, which is only aser banah de rabbanan, ain't chosh in the kiddush. Chametz gamur, for sure, ain't chosh in the kiddush. That would be it's not mentioned in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. In light of what I'm going to discuss in a couple of minutes, maybe what could be Machalek, we'll see. But the Tashtos, it's the same as Yisur and other Yisur and Adaraisa, if not more Chamor. And the din of Yisur and Adrabanan is said by Chametz. The question is it only Chametz, the Yisur and Adrabanan, or all Yisur and Adrabanan? So the Ritva said all Yisur and Adrabanan. Yain Nesach, Chulin Shemishkutu Bazara, it doesn't make a difference. But what we were saying was maybe there are different levels of chametz rabban. I'm sorry, Yisrael and rabban. Yeshi karmina Torah, chad rabbanon, trade rabbanon, shows rabbanon, chametz rabbanon. Those are some of the chilukim that we might think. Okay.
Just one.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the pragmatic approach of weaving out hanorah from why isn't it in the case of Machlon the Kiddush Ben Amim? Isn't that also squeezing out
It's a good question. So the question is, so L'chatchila, it's probably, the question is whether L'chatchila is lost or not. But since it's not Tofes Demeim, it's still too indirect. Are you asking, your question's a good question. You're asking what happens, you know, if you have Yisuri Anah, and so you're not allowed to sell it. But let's say you do sell it. So the money that you get is called Kalipe Yisuri Anah. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, and by the way, that's the post to right in the beginning of Kofala from an Aleph in our Parak 2, that in Mochron, the Kiddush B'dmeim, the Kudeshes. So you're asking, but so, Lamaisa, you squeeze the Anah out of the Yisuri Anah. So you could ask a question even more sharply, why is Ahana ever Na'akev if you choose to violate the din and sell it? So there's a way to squeeze out Ahana another way, right? The Chiluv Dneim, absolutely right.
I'm asking the sharper version.
Yeah, okay. But the answer, it's a good question, but I think the answer is going to be similar to the answers for Shalok Kederach, Pikuach Nefesh, and Afer, except maybe even one step beyond, because Chacham say not allowed to do this. So should we give you value, or is there value? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you can't anticipate it. You can't anticipate it in advance. You can't say, oh, well, by giving her
Isurei Hana, you're really giving her a pruta, because if she chooses to violate the din d'rabbana, the din of the chacham, of the Isur, right, then she could end up getting a pruta for this by the chil of Dineya. But in Ochanami, sorry, the truth is that the Tosas of Chulin, in our sheets, I have two lines from Tosas of Chulin, which we read last week. I'm not going to read it again. But it's a, I think I mentioned last week, it's a massive Tosas. That massive Tosas is about Chil of Dineya. And Rashi in Chulin, and then Tosas discusses it, says that in his opinion, even the Chil of Damim are also to be used the Chatchila. And for that reason. Because if you do, then nintra damim l'chametz b'pesach. If you do it, it's a way of squeezing out a pruta after the fact from the, because you wouldn't be here with this money gaining this benefit if not for that chametz. So that's the question. When we say makron b'kiddush b'dmei mekudeshes, but let's say a makron, is there an isur l'kaddish b'dmei? So Rashi and Chulin says yes, and other Rishonim say yeah, that's only drabanan. I don't think, and I think other Achronim also don't think, are not so sure that Rashi is Drabbanan. Maybe it's Saraisa. That would be another great example of what you're talking about. Okay. Let's go on to the next Gemara. Also a few lines, and after this we're going to move more quickly just because we were able to. But the Mishnah says, well, Yatsik Votaner Vikirai. When the comment is also Bahana, you cannot use the Hana, you can't use the comment as fuel. Right, to heat up your tanur, the kiraim, your oven. So the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious? If it's also banah, obviously you can't use it as fuel. Ah. So the Gemara says, l'tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda, tamar ein bir chametz al ha'shreifa. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein bir chametz al ha'shreifa, the proper way to get rid of the chametz is by burning it. Salkadai the chamina, chol v'am Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah ha'shreifa, therefore you might think that since you have to burn it, so you're allowed to be nene while you're burning it. Kamash Malan, you're not supposed to use it as fuel, not only generally, but even in the context of beer chametz. Okay. Here again, now it seems like every line in this Gemara is a problem. So like, what kind of Havamina was this?
Why is it only according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Why only according to Rabbi Yehuda? A. And B, even if it is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda here? I mean, the comment is also B'hana L'kula. And let's put it this way. If you, let's say you hold a chachanim, hashpasasa b'chol dam. If you burn it, you're still looking in the midst of tashbisu, aren't you? So either way, what's the yichus of Dafka Rabbi Yehuda? That's a very good question. Tosas and the Rabbeinu David particularly zero in on that question. Other Rishonim kind of ignore the question and then they leave us with a problem. I'll explain in a minute. That's question number one. Very good. The second question is, what's the Havamina? Meaning, let me explain.
Because your chametz is also b'hana. You're heating it up after it's been destroyed, so there's no longer any chametz.
Well, I mean, that's not really. It's not been destroyed completely yet.
You're not getting heat.
It's not afer.
You're not getting heat from what's not been destroyed. The only place you're getting heat.
Really?
Yeah. I don't use chametz.
I don't think that's true.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in the beginning, at least, there's still chametz, right? And.
But the
chametz
that's
half burnt,
right?
Right.
So half
burnt. I know half burnt. Beginning of its burnt burning.
That's not burnt. It's not giving rain. So
why rain. Half burnt? I mean, the chametz in the beginning is a little scorched. Right? And so is the shape of chametz, presumably.
Right.
This is a question. The question we're asking is, I don't want to get back into Charku, which took us a long time, but a very important topic. The scorching and the torching. But the basic question is this. Chametz is also b'hana. So as long as it's a shame chametz, why would anybody think that it's mutter b'hana? Just because you're doing the mitzvah of Sreif? This is a very important question. Now, is this an opening? This is what I kind of alluded to a minute ago. You asked me, you know, what about chametz being also b'hana? Is it the same as the other Yisurena, or maybe it's inferior? I said, well, Yisurei Hanoah Drabanan of Chametz is superior, perhaps, to other Yisurei Hanoah Drabanan. Why would you think that Yisurei Hanoah Doraisa of Chametz would be inferior? But when you encounter Gemara like this, maybe there's an opening. Meaning, is this Kavamina, and we'll have to see what the Maskana, typical of Yisurei Hanoah? Would you think about other Yisurei Hanoah that if you're going to burn them, assuming that they should be burnt, that you'd be able to derive pleasure during the burning? The answer could be yes. I'm not saying no. What I'm asking is this Gemara, right, a source or a context in which we can, once again, we've done it about four or five times already, just in the few little things that we've done, examine whether or not we treat chametz in the same way that we treat other macholos asuros and other Yisurim. We talked about it in terms of bittol, we talked about it in terms of charko, right? We talked about it a little bit in terms of Yisurei Hanoah, the makar, right? We talked about a bunch of things already. What I'm asking is, when the Gemara thinks that the hadi de kasarif lay lishani minei, and then the Gemara says kamash malon that it's not so, is that typical of other Yisurei Hanoah? If the answer is yes, so then we have an interesting Havamina Gemara and Maskana of the Gemara about Yisurei Hanoah and Sreipa, which we'll get to in a second anyway. We still need to understand that. But if the answer is no, either in the Havamina or the Maskana, like nowhere else would anybody ever think that the beginning of the process you could be Nana. Or Maskana. Nowhere else would someone think that you can't be Nana even in the beginning of the process. In other words, if there's a discrepancy in one direction or another between the Chametz and everything else, either the Kula or the Chumrah, so we're really interested in that. Why are we interested? One more second. Because, A, on one side of it, Chametz is more Chamor, right? It's also Mamashu, it's Kares, you know, etc. It's Mutra all year round, and all of a sudden, it's anathema these few days, so it's really anathema. Or the other way. It's only in the Yisuzman, it's really Mutter. Maybe the only reason that it's also Bahana is to facilitate some other, or to overcompensate for its Kula, in which case you'll get Kulas out of it. That's what I'm interested in figuring out, right, to the extent that we can, once again, in this little building block here. Yeah?
Do you know when the Sreifa takes place? Is this in Shos Barabbanan or Shos Daraisa?
I don't know. Let's assume Shos Daraisa. For the moment, why not? Why not go for Shos Daraisa? We finished the Shos Darabanan in the previous Gemara. So let's assume Shos Daraisa. Now, this question of the nature of... we need to look at this Gemara, Havamina Maskana, on two levels. In terms of generally Yisurei Hanoah, A, and specifically whether Chametz is different. Now, in terms of Chametz being different, so we should remind ourselves of several things. Number one, that there is a Tana, right, who thinks that Chametz is Mutar B'Pasach. Tana. Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. We don't paskin like him. Does the fact that he's out there, right, irrelevant to us? Meaning, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, we don't accept his vision of Chametz, Le'inyan, Yisurei Hanoah. The fact that there is such a Shita never reflects on the quality of the Yisurei Hanoah that L'Halacha, right, we operate with. Because we pass on the Gachon, or no? Does the fact that there is such a Shita, as Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, if Rabbi Yossi Aglieli says there's no Yisurei Hanoah B'Chametz at all, at least the Chachamim think it's a different kind of Yisurei Hanoah. That's one point. I'm not sure, I don't know what the answer is. Sometimes Rishonim, and even Gemara's here and there, quote Rabbi Yossi, think, well, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, it's Mutar B'Hanoah. Right, and we say, and what does that have to do with us? Right? But that's the issue. One. Number two, let's not forget that according to the Rambam, right? Well, the Rambam, Paskins and the, this is the next Shakavatari, which we've done already, but we're going to go back to next week. Well, the Rambam generally, Paskins like Rabbavo, that every time the Torah says a language of Achil, Yisro Achila, Lotokal, Lotoklu, Yochal, Yochlu, Echad Yisro Hanav, Echad Yisro Achila, Echad Yisro Hanav, and Mashma, Adshi, Farid Lachal, Masuv. And it's not so, meaning that Yisro Hanav is included in Yisro Achila. When it comes to Chametz the Pesach, as we've discussed, the Rambam Paschal is like Chizkiya, that you need a separate limud to be Marbe Yisro Hanav. Now, is that shades of the echo of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Now, is that a way of the status? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but it's true that even for the Chachamim, the Isra Nov, this Chametz is based on a different limud than the typical norm of Isra Nov. In which case, maybe it's more kal, maybe it's more chomer, maybe it's more kal. But maybe it's just plain old different. After all, the limud is different. Now, I should add that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, we talked about this a little bit, and we'll talk about it again, when it talks about Basa B'Kolav, right, does not distinguish between Isra Hanah of Chametz and Basa B'Kolav and, Orla, and Kelaya Kerem, etc. With regard to a particular issue, but the Rambam equates various Isurei Hanah, despite the fact that he passes like Chizkiah here and Rabbah generally. But I'm just raising, at least I'm raising the question. Is it possible that the Isra Hanah of Chametz, I say, is just Noveha from the Chiyuv of Tashbisu? And Ba'yirah, you can't have, after all, the Rambam, right, we already noted, in addition to passing like Chizkiah, there's something else interesting. And that is, he integrates the Isra Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh and the Isra Hana, the same halacha, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chametz, halacha base, includes both dinim. Till now, we were explaining, because it's Isra Hana, it's a function of a Cheftza, and it's connected to Ba'yirah, but maybe we should also look at it in the other way. And that is that the Isra Hana, right, is a function or Noveya for the Ba'yirah and the Chiyuv Tashbisu. And that just might make it not more chamor, but more kal. These are things to think about. Moreover, mentioned last week, right, the view of the Baal HaMor, very, very end of this year, we mentioned that the Baal HaMor, the whole Gemara about Chutei Kur D'Aisuk, the Baal HaMor crosses it out. How does he cross it out? Because he said, we don't paskin like that Gemara. Where does it say in the Gemara that is contingent upon any particular Shita? The answer is the Baal HaMor thought logically it must be. Baal HaMor thought that it depends on the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda holds that from Chatzos till night and after Pesach there's a lav of Achilas Chametz. And Rav Shimon holds that before and after Pesach there's no lav and no Malkus. So Baal HaMor felt if there's no lav and there's no Malkus, it's Mutav Achila. There's only an Isur Tashbisu, only Chiyuv Tashbisu, and an Isur Shehiyah, but there's a Heter Achila, and you can eat Chametz. If you have Chametz, you happen to leave it around, right, Erev Pesach, up till nighttime, actually Achila Sazu Yash Mesaso. And then he went further and said, and for that reason I think that Chitei Kordanaisa is La Dafka La Halacha, because it's only according to Rav Shimon, who thinks that there's an Isur Hanah in the afternoon. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon. We pass him like Rabbi Shimon. Fine.
According to Rabbi Shimon, Tashbisu applies when? According to Rabbi Shimon, when is Tashbisu?
At 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
In the afternoon.
But you can eat it all day, all afternoon.
That's the key of Tashbisu. You shouldn't leave it around because you should be doing Tashbisu no later than 12 o'clock.
Right.
But if you did leave it around, right, then you could eat it because that's a form of getting rid of it too. That's the Baal HaMor. That's the Baal HaMor, that's not Rav Shimon, that's the Baal HaMor's view of Rav Shimon. Now the Chachamim disagree. I'm sorry, the Baal HaTos, the other Rishonim all disagree with the Baal HaMor. They say it's true there's a lav and there's a malchus, but there is an Isur Saraisa to eat Chametz in the afternoon. Where does that Isur come from? Either from Tashbisu, right? They don't think that Tashbisu is separate from the Isur Achila. Right? They think it's one is a function of the other. Or, and from Losizbach, Al Chametz Zamzif, the Korban Pesach. You can't have Chametz around when you're being makar of the Korban Pesach, so you can't have it around the whole afternoon. That's the view of the Ravid, the Ramban, Tosis on Chavchatz on the base, almost all the Rishonim. What's interesting is, what about Isra Hanah and all of this? So the question is in two directions. Isra Hanah for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda certainly thinks it's an Isra Achila until nighttime. Lav and Malkus. And even Achar Pesach. Chometz Rav Lo Pesach. Is there Isra Hanah? The Pashtus is that there is. Most Rishonim assume there is. There's a Tosfos Chachmei Anglia and a Chavches who's trying to daik from Rashi. It doesn't sound like going from Rashi. It's a diuk, but that Rashi thinks that the lav and the Yisur Achila, Erev Pesach, does not include Yisur Anah. There's also a Rashash who suggests that maybe we should be mechalik between Lifnei and La'achra Pesach for Rabbi Yehuda. La'achra Pesach, maybe there's no Yisur Anah, only Lifnei Pesach. Right? Then, within the view of the Chacha of Rav Shimon, we pass him like, according to, I just said the Rabbah pass him like Rav Yehuda, on Lifnei's Mano, not on Lachar's Mano, but the, Politosis, the Ramban, the Raibid, most Rishonim pass him like Rav Shimon. Is there, according to most of them, there is an Yisra Achila. The Raisa. Is there an Yisra Na? Ah. So, according to Rabbeinu David Bonfil, Talmud of the Ramban, and according to the Kiddushei Haran, there's an Yisur Hana, even Erev Pesach, even without a lav and without Malkus. If there's an Yisur Achila and there's a Tashbisa, there's Yisur Hana. And Tosas and the Ravid and the Ramban disagree. They say there's an Yisur Achila the Raisa, but there's no Yisur Hana. Ah, what am I trying to tell you? Just trying to overload you with facts?
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Okay, but it's working. Okay. I didn't mean to. So what am I trying to convey here? What I'm trying to test very quickly is how indispensable is Yisur Hana to Shem Chametz? Right? That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a lav in Malkus before and after Pesach. Right? Is it necessarily accompanied with Yisur Hana? Now there the Chiddush would be if it's not, because it's a real lav and a real Malkus. Could it be that it's only Achila, not Ana? That would be a bit sensational. But that's Tosfos Chachmei Anglia on one, and the Rashash on the other. Now, for Rav Shimon, I would say it's the opposite. The Balamor is saying Rav Shimon doesn't even have any Yisur Achila. So the Rishonim pretty much pack, let's say the Balamor is wrong. You can't have a Chiv to get rid of something and you're allowed to eat it. Right? I don't think they meant practically, oh, so you'll eat it as part of getting rid of it. That's what Balamar said. They meant conceptually. If this thing is can't even be here, you know, is it conceivable that you're allowed to eat it? Right? That's their, Balamar will say, yeah. The only reason you wouldn't be allowed to eat it is because you're supposed to get rid of it, and if eating it is getting rid of it, then that's fine too. The other Rishonim say, no, I mean, listen, either it's verboten, it's a noxious presence, it's a chepta shalitzer. If it's a chepta shalitzer and you have to get rid of it, then obviously it's macholos asuros. But does the fact that you have to get rid of it, or that it's macholos asuros, or that it has a shame comment, does that mean that it's also b'hana? Remember that, no. If it's in Rabbi Yehuda, I think the onus is in the other direction. You have a lab, you have malchus, can be there's no yisur hana. Wow. Here it's the other way. There's no lab, there's no malchus. The only reason that it's that we're accepting that it's also Rabakiva Daraisa is because of Tashbisu. Is Tashbisu and the Shem Chametz also a good enough reason to be also Bahana? So here the majority of the Rishonim say no. And it's Rav David Bonfil and the Ran who say, Hapatikain Minatora Yisra, no such thing as Yisra Achila, as Shem Chametz, as Tashbisu, which is not accompanied by Yisra. It turns out that these are arguments, right, each in its own way, about the role or indispensability. What is the connection between Shem Chametz, Tashbisu, and Yisur Hana? And this is going to be important for us in assessing whether or not this Yisur Hana is different than other Yisur Hana, and what is the Hava Mina Bahadi, the Kasarif Minei Nana? And what's the maskana? And it's not good enough.
Suggesting that there are those that are going to Rabbi Yehuda say that there's no Yisra Hana, but there's Yisra Achila, no Yisra Hana until Pesach. So what was our whole discussion before about Shilas Rabbanim?
That's a good question. I mean, what will Tosfos Chachmei, all of them are Shilas Rabbanim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, Yeah. Hey, what do you do with the word shalshishis? Maybe beginning shalshishis. It's all drabanan, but it's all drabanan. You with the toschak miangu that you ask. It's a very strange shita, yeah? Well, no, I mean. Yeah, it's hard to say that Rav Shimon is going to be more humble than Rav Yehuda. Right. I don't know what Tosos Chachmi Anglia would do with that Gemara. Very good question. Okay. So now let's get back to Bahadur Tikasar. Now we know what we're interested in. So let's take Echad Echad. What are some of the explanations? What's going on here? So let's start with Tosos. Tosos says, Bahadur Tikasar Minei. Tosos is the easiest, but it raises some other important questions. Tosos says, why would we think that while you're burning it, you're allowed to Inem? Tosos says, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda Damar Chametz B'Sreifa Epro Mutar. Why Dafka Rabbi Yehuda? Either way, you're doing Tashbisa. The answer is for Rabbi Yehuda, the Efer, right, once you burn it, is Mutar. Why? The Tanya Perek Basar the Tmura. Kol Nisraf in Epro Mutar. The Kasoka Daitach. This is a Mishnah Tmura. Discussed it, right? We talked about Yisrael Nadar Raisa, but what happens if you burn it? Why we talked about it. So what was the Havamina? The Havamina was Kasokadaita Khadi de Kasar Fale Lusanamine. Already you should apply the din of Nasis Mitzvaso call Hanisraf and Epron Mutter. You should apply it to the beginning of the process. But either way, Lurabana Day Mitzvasa Basrapa Bahavamina Nikbarim, the mean parak basa the tsmura Ephron Asur. She told it too. The Bahadi the Kasar Flay Asulianos Vimena. According to the Chachamim, right? There's no question that it's also awesome, because if you have a Chiyuv Hashpasasa B'chol Dabar and you go or a Kura, right? So the Eifer is never Mutter, even if you happen to burn it, because there's no Nasas Mitzvasa. And if that's the case, then there's no reason that you would ever think Bahadi the Kasar Flay Misadimine. Okay. The Tosfos explanation is very interesting, but there are two things that need to be said. And they're connected. And it goes back to the Reb Chaim that we've spoken of several times previous. Right. Reb Chaim asked this question, how come Tosfos here and Tosfos in Tmura assumes that Nasis Mitzvaso only applies to Rabbi Yehuda? After all, normally we say kolan nisrafin Ephron mutar because of nasas mitzvaso, but kolan nikbarim, whatever is buried, Ephron is asur, right? And the reason we normally say that is because nikbar, there's no mitzvah of kavura. Nikbar, burying something, signifies that while there's no mitzvah to eradicate it in a particular way, you just want to make sure that you don't encounter it and that you're not nikshal because of it. So if that's true, then what about a situation where there's no mitzvah of shreifa, but the mitzvah to get rid of the object? So that would be even more like nisrafin, right, and less like nigbarin. So then you would say that the hashmasasa b'chol davar is a mitzvah, and not just mitzvasa. That's the famous question of the Achron, Rabbi Kneger, the Makar Chayim, the Ksos, in the Tshuva and Avnei Miluim. That's the question that they all ask. And here's where Reb Chaim came up with his famous answer, that there's a difference between Nisrafin and Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, because the din of Nasas Mitzvaso, we've talked about in the past, applies not when you do a mitzvah, but when the mitzvah inheres in the object. And that's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to dafka burn the chametz. Why? What does it care? What's the ichus of burning the chametz? If the point is to get rid of the chametz, what does it matter whether you fritter it away or put it through a mill, right, or throw it into the river, right, or destroy it in any other way, creative way, or you actually burn it? So Chaim says, because burning it, right, isn't just getting rid of it, making sure that it isn't around. Burning it is a way of demonstrating, right, the transformation of the chametz. You're doing something and you're being mekayim a mitzvah in the chametz. And when you do something that way, right, that is nasis mitzvah. So that's the requirement. Nasis mitzvah doesn't mean you do a mitzvah hagavra. It means you do a mitzvah b'cheftza. And as such, Ephron mutter. So this Tosus, together with Tosus and Tmura, is basically saying that. But even though according to the Chachamim, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, b'chol davar, for the Chachamim, is not like the mitzvah of Sreifa for Rav Yehuda. That is the Shita, that's the Shita of Rav Chaim. But in light of this, maybe we can also understand better what the Hava Mina and Maskana really were. Meaning, why did the Gemara think originally that even before you burn it to a crisp, even before it's Afer, you can already be Nana? And the Maskana is only when it's really Afer, not till it's Afer. So maybe this is good for the question. Is my suggestion now. In other words, maybe the idea is, if you look at Nasus Mitzvah, so there's a little problem in, just in terms of how many of the Gemara, but if you look at Nasus Mitzvah, so as Mitzvah Sagavra, you're supposed to do a mitzvah with this object. Once you do the mitzvah, right, so then it's mutter. So then, Bahadi the Kasar, Flayla Saminin. Maybe it all comes together. As long as you're doing the mitzvah, you can be Nana. Right, the Mitzvah Sagavra is already in process. But if we say, like Rav Chaim, that Nasus Mitzvah also requires that the Chepetz, right, that the Mitzvah in here is the Chepetz, but then it's only in the end of the process, it's only when it's Afer. You're not going to say, B'hadi D'kasarifli Nei, it's already Mutter. That's not Nasus Mitzvah. So the difficulty with saying this is that the Gemara says this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And yet it has a Hava Mina, B'hadi D'kasarifli So, if you already know that this idea is limited, if Nasus Mitzvaso is limited to Rabbi Yehuda, then you're already taking a view that Nasus Mitzvaso and this mitzvah is focused on the Chatzah. Can you still think that the Tchilas HaTalich, at the beginning of the process, is sufficient? Maybe, but that's something to look at. What about the Maskana? So it's also interesting to note, if you look at the if you look at the Gilyan HaShas here on the side, I suppose he points out, he says, I am Eldaf Heyom and Aleph, Tosu Masal Beomer. If you look at that Tosus on Heyom and Aleph for 1 second, Tosus says, Apagav the Kashay Sari Piyah, the bottom Tosus on Heyom and Aleph. When you burn it and you turn it into ashes or coals, hanasam mutter kedomer perikol shah gabi orla bishla gabi chalim debrakola pas mutter behuadin chametz etc. Behuadin tana the perikol shah la yasik tana bekirayim haynu midrabanan. So here, Tosa says that this whole gemara is a midrabanan. But that, even before it's Afer, it's already Mutter. That's quite sensational. So it means the Hava Mina, right, is not just a Hava Mina, it's a Daraisa Maskana. Right, which would point to either in general or more specifically in Chametz, there being a different Shiur of Nasus Mitzvah. That would be very important. Okay. There's another perspective, or two other perspectives in the sugya. The Tosfos Shans, which I don't have in front of us, and the Tosfos Ben Parrot. Tosfos Shans quotes this in the name of the Rivam. The Tosfos Ben Parrot quotes it as Rashi. They say, you know what the Hava Mina was? The Hava Mina was that we should treat comets like Truma Tmeya.
What?
We should treat comets like Truma Tmeya. Now, Truma Tmeya as a mitzvah strefa, you're supposed to burn truma tmeya, or impure truma, and there's an isur of hanas kilui. You're not allowed to benefit or derive pleasure from the destruction of truma tmeya shelo kimitzvasa, if you're not destroying it kimitzvasa, the strefa, right? And when you burn it, right, you're allowed to be nana. Badi the Kasar, playing with Sanim, you're allowed to. So Rabbeinu Peretz says the name of Rashi, and it's not in our Rashi. And the Rash Mishan says this in the name of the Rivam, the Gemara thought that comets like Truma Tnea. Question is, and this is what both Rash Mishan himself asks, why would we think such a thing? Truma Tnea is not Aser Ba'anah. Truma Tnea is Aser Ba'anah's Kimui Shalom Kinitzvasa. But what that really means is, it's not Aser Ba'anah, but if you burn, if you destroy it, if you derive pleasure, and you forget about deriving pleasure, if you do an act of kilui shalom kemitzvasa, you're mebatal a mitzvah safei. So you can't ruin or squander the opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's the din of truma tneya. But there's no din of isur anah. How can you think that truma tneya is a good paradigm for chametz? So there are two possible answers to this question. For the Rivam himself, it's possible to suggest that the Rivam is Lashitasa. There's another, again, others notice this as well. The Tosis, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and Psachim, talks about Truma Tmeya, and quotes the view of the Rivam. The Rivam. Lo Tikra Lo Shem Acha Teafe. Everybody have that Tosis? The third tells us on the page. Quickly, Shema Yakor Lo Shem Lo Yachal Aposa Lo Lasarfen Ain Sarfen Kachim Biyomdo. Tosa is dealing with the problem. Isn't that Tosa that appears in a bunch of places? In Shabbos and in Psachim and in Beitza. Right? The din of Ain Sarfen Kachim Biyomdo. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yomdo. Right? Since it's a proper time to burn it in its Vasa. Right? So it's not considered heterochal nefesh. What is Shemen Sreifa? You're not allowed to burn Truma Tmeya the Yom Tov. So the Tosa says, Tema. Bishlam Apsul Kodesh in Tzor from the Yom Tashin Yachali Hanus Mimenu Bishah Sreifa. If you're talking about Kodesh, Kachim, it's Aser Bahana, and you're not allowed to derive benefit in Tzor from the Yom Tov because you can't be Nen and Mimenu Bishah Sreifa. Why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? You're allowed to burn regular oil. Why can't you burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov? Right? Because you're allowed to benefit from it immediately. Just because it's also a mitzvah that makes it worse than chulin. The tirat riva, the shemen shulchulin muta lahadlik ahana aso, kemosha muta leachol, aval truma tmeya da asura becholanos, nimsa she behavara, eina lahana, el lishay mitzvah srefa, el asha torah lo ikpida, him yena mimena bisha srefa, lekach, ein doche yom tov, kishar srefas kachim, So Tosis here quotes in the name of the Rivah. Rivah is a different view of Truma Tmeya. His view is that really there is an Isra Hanah, kind of, or it's an Isra Lihanos Misrefas Truma Tmeya. What allows you to be nene is not that there's no iser, it's the matir, it's nishulchan gavoa kazachu. The mitzvah is the matir. Otherwise it would be asur. So then the parallel of chametz is not bad.
The mitzvah is
the matir from
what?
The mitzvah of srefas. Truma tmeya is the matir of Hanah Sreifasa. Yeah, the Rivah disagrees.
Okay.
So the Rivah here in Tosafot, and then says, it's like Mishulchan Gavoa Kazaku. Why ain't craving the Dharma and Davos beyond Tov? Mishudatu, Mishud Mitzvahim, Garahain. The answer is yes, because it's Achilas Gavoa, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazaku. So too, Truma Tneya is Mishun Hanah Sreifas. Truma Tmeya is a special matir of the mitzvah. So it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazaku, that's not heterochal nefesh. If that's true, Right? So then the comparison to chametz is not bad. And then you say, oh, but the chametz is sarif way, chametz hanamina. But even if you hold this way, right, that's different than isur hana. Right? What we're saying is, chametz is not also b'hana. Chametz is mitzvasa b'sreifa. Right? The only thing is how far. If that's the case, then b'hana took a sarif way, l'sanamina. But that's a different perspective. You wouldn't say this by Orla Bekelai Kerabatsa Bekala. So according to this perspective, they have a different quality to the... It goes even further according to Rashi. Why? Because Rashi can't say this Rivah. Rashi in Beitza and elsewhere is of the opinion clearly that the mitzvah of Shrefa, the Mechayiv of Bittul mitzvah, is Koveh of Yisur Kilui. But it's not true that there's an Iser of Hana Strefa, if not for the Matir of the Mitzvah. Rashi and Beitza is a very famous explanation. Why can't you actually, to do this on Yom Tov? So Rashi says, or why can't you eat the Nedarim or Davos? Rashi says, oh, well, give it to your Behemoth. Famous Rashi and Beitza comes Zayin Odeh. Rashi says, Achshavei. Right? If you give it to the Behemoth, it's like burning it, you're not allowed to burn it. It's a whole different, it's not the Rivah. So what would you say for Rashi? It seems according to Rashi we should take at least the Havamina of the Gemara one step further. The Gemara really thought that Chametz, never mind that Chametz is only also b'hanah b'hadi or during the Sreifah, believe the Matir of the Sreifah. Even more than that, the only reason that there's an Iser Hana at all is because of the Chi of Mitzvah Sreifah.
So Pesach
Chavez
Shabbos, and
you burn your chametz on Friday, you know, I have a
note
from that on Friday. Say that one more time.
Pesach
Chavez Shabbos,
right.
You burn your mitzvah on Friday that we do, right.
In order, because you know,
I have a note
of
for Chametz.
You know what
it was? Because it wouldn't be a
mitzvah
Shabbos, right. It would only be a mitzvah Shabbos. That's interesting. That's an interesting hechatid. Could be. The point is that if you hold like this Rashi and you don't have the luxury of even say, even the Rivah is already downgrading Yisra Hanav comments. Rashi's taking it further. Rashi's saying the Mechayit is the Mitzvah. Let's take it one step further than that. But then with David Bunch, I think we're running out of time, so maybe maybe we'll stop here. I want to talk next week about Rav David Bonfil and one other shita here, and then we'll move on to the next Gemara. But basically what we're trying to do is figure out the relationship between the Chiyuv Tashbisu and Yisur Hanah, to establish, at least in the Havamina, that the Yisur Hanah Chametz is inferior, less objective and inherent than other Yisur Hanah.